To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Hopefully everybody's Tuesdays off to a nice start. I know mine is. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog, it's all good over here in the beautiful Kia sauna.
Yeah, it's a little warm.
Kia Studio sauna.
Somebody broke the heat control in here.
I just don't understand how that keeps happening.
I don't know.
I mean, I always have my suspicions of who it probably is.
Have you ever once touched the heat controls in this studio?
Never, ever.
Neither have I. I don't even know where they are.
I know they're right there.
Oh, they're over there.
They're right there. So it's somebody behind the glass.
Oh, so it's one of those guys.
Yeah, one of those guys.
Yeah, who do you think probably did it?
The easiest one is Dylan. But but no, I'm not going to blame Dylan.
Why not?
Because I don't want. It
might be.
We blame Dylan for everything.
That's true.
And it's funny because we blame Oren.
Mm-hmm.
Then we don't do that.
Yeah.
I know it's not Bo.
No, but no, I don't think so.
Yeah. See, both of those guys know there is a temperature it's supposed to kept on.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think both those guys, I think it's one of the weekend guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably.
Okay. Coming in here, mover,
raising
the
Noelle. Furniture. Let's blame Noelle.
Yeah,
probably her.
Blame her.
It's probably her.
Yeah, we'll blame Noelle.
She has a hard time regulating her body temperature.
Yeah, yeah. So we're blaming her.
Although Garrett's been filling in on the morning shift for the last couple of
years. That's the guy.
You know how Garrett is. Garrett sits right there where you sit at Bo, he has a blanket on his lap.
Yeah, he needs it warm because he's got that Stanley Cup full of ice.
Yeah, it's a blanket on his lap. Yeah, a quilt. That is Nana quilted for him.
Yeah, sounds like Garrett. Big quilt guy. Anyway, good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, man. It's Tuesday, coming off of a I don't know what the hell you call that game last night.
It was entertaining, kind of.
For Jalen Hurts
nightmare
to be as bad as he was.
Yeah.
They still almost won a damn game, which is the crazy thing about it. Kudos to Justin Herbert playing with the one hand, ran the ball a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of design runs for him.
66 yards on the ground.
Yeah, man. What an awful game. Just turnover. I didn't know you could turn the ball over twice until yesterday.
I didn't either.
But I was like, interception, fumble. Yeah, that happens.
That is just kind of peak nightmare night.
Yeah,
right?
No, that's when you know it ain't your night.
That's
and yet you still almost
when
won.
When you know it ain't your night. He threw four picks last night and had a fumble. One of those plays, if you haven't seen it, I'm sure you have by now.
Yeah.
He threw a pick. Then the guy that picked it fumbled it. And then he recovered the fumble. And then he fumbled on the same play. And then the Chargers recovered it. That was the game right there. Like, that was what that game was.
Right.
It was just sloppy and it was a slog, and, I mean, the Eagles are in a tough spot right now,
man.
I'll be honest. I thought about our good friend Hugh Douglas.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
No.
They're not having any fun today talking about that.
No.
And
it's like one of the things where, as great as AJ is, when you spit in the wind and somebody blows back in your face, you got to catch the ball.
Yeah.
You got to catch. You want the ball, you got to make that first play of the game and everything like that. But, yeah, the Eagles, they're just, again, their offense stinks.
Mm-hmm.
It's so basic. And when Jalen has to play quarterback like that, they're not good.
Yep.
But, I mean – their offensive line is just all raggedy, man.
Yeah.
I think they're hoping to get Lane Johnson back sometime in the near future. He's been out with the Liz Frank. You know, Dickerson was in and out of the game yesterday. That was the key to whatever they did last year. And
mm-hmm.
so,
right.
You know, they're not unable to block people. But defensively, poor Jordan Davis is good.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, N'Kobe Dean is good.
I know they kept highlighting it on the broadcast last night, but the way that he just destroys – that blitz pickup.
Yes.
Man, he just blows those man. Dudes up and gets to the quarterback.
You remember the first round pick from Alabama? Like, he was playing so well while N'Kobe was hurt.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then so when N'Kobe comes back, they show that he's not playing anymore. Well, have you seen N'Kobe since he's been back?
I have, yeah.
Since he's been back from his injury the first game.
He looks like Georgia N'Kobe.
Yeah, he's been out there just killing folks, man. Yep. And obviously, we know Jordan Davis is going to be out for a while with the shoulder injuries. But, yeah, I mean, the Eagles, I mean, luckily they got a big enough cushion in the East that they're going to host the playoff game. But, yeah, they're leaking oil. They're leaking oil, Andy, and it's all about the offense because there is just
– Yeah, and it's been like that the whole season.
Yes.
I mean, it's just totally vanilla, totally stagnant, and it doesn't help that the offensive line has been as banged up as it has been. And Saquon's been banged up too, although he got loose last night for one of those long ones that he did so many times last year. It was a 52-yard touchdown run that he broke off last night. But the best run of the best tackle of the night last night was Laura Rutledge tracking down Justin Herbert after the game. He did not want to talk.
Yeah, man, I'm ready to go in, man. I'm ready to celebrate this great win.
Celebrate with my teammates.
That's a great win right there, and then you go just put your hands on me.
Yeah,
watch yourself.
Yeah, I have a suggestion because he doesn't want to do it. I don't think any player really wants to do it.
No.
We don't want to watch it because it's just, hey, tell us about the game. We just watched it. We don't need to him.
Right.
Like, the only people that want it are the networks. And, you know, maybe we just call it good, you know?
Yeah.
Sideline interviews, in-game interviews with coaches.
Yes.
I don't know.
Awful.
I would go so far as to say post-game press conferences.
Which are awful.
Get rid of press conferences.
Yeah. How
they don't
that?
Serve anybody.
They don't, man. How about how about we just do that? Do away with all of it,
like,
man.
Well, you do, like, one a week, you know? You get once a week. We don't have to, like, Raheem's got to talk to the media 7 times a week.
Yeah.
It's just making people more mad. I know he talked to the media again yesterday. Look, I mean, we've said this many times. We'll say it again. When the team is playing the way that they're playing, there is nothing that a coach or a player or a general manager or anybody can say into a microphone to make you feel better about it. If you're looking to be mad about it, you can listen to the stuff he says and get more mad. But there's nothing that can be said right now that's going to make you feel better as a Falcons fan because they're 4-9 and they're eliminated from the playoffs, and it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is that you go back and look at some of his comments. He's right. It's irrelevant to our coaches now. He just wants your blood. I mean, he knows. He sees the writing. Like, Rod's a very smart brother. He knows what entails, what's going to happen when this season's over. He understands that. He understands that this is a performance-based business, man. It really is. And when you come into a season on a hot seat after the first year and it doesn't get better, it actually gets worse, you read the tea leaves or
writing on the wall, tea leaves,
all that other, and all them other phrases, you know. And so you just go out and – Well, always, and I say this all the time, I've been in this situation as a player, man. The one thing you got to do is that you got to always remind yourself you're a damn professional. And you have a job to go do, and it sucks, and the weeks suck. But at the same time, you get the opportunity to go play on Sundays. And that's the best thing in the world right there, no matter what your record
is.
Thursday this week. Thursday. And there's nothing better than being able to go play a damn football game. I mean, whatever. But yet, you know, it'll be coming out. Has he lost the football team and all this other crap like that? I don't know about all that. All I can say is this, that these dudes are professionals. It's your job to be ready and go play. Because some dudes are still playing for stuff. Some dudes are playing for contracts. Some dudes are playing for incentives and certain type things that you want to see if you can accomplish. Because one thing about money, it's always good when you get more.
Sure.
You know, and so when you're in that situation for some of these players, and then obviously, you know, you want your young players to continue to develop. And you just go from there, man. But they got tall tasks this weekend. I mean, in a couple of days going out. I mean, Tampa's banged up, really banged up. But you're in a situation where they're still better than you, banged up.
Yeah, banged up, better than you, and also furious that they lost to the Saints on Sunday. So and motive and need it. I mean, they're still fighting for it.
Yep,
you know,
them
and Carolina have the same record. They're both 7-6, and Carolina beat them.
Yep.
So I mean, it's a lot on the table for Tampa. Again, frustrating to not have that math possibility at this point of the season. To be eliminated with an entire month of football left is very frustrating. But yeah, like you said, I mean, there's all that individual stuff for sure. I don't doubt that guys are going to go out there and try for various different reasons. I also don't, like, that's not really a conversation we're going to have. Like, that's the expectation, so do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lose the roster, I guess, whatever. You're a pro, go play. It's frustrating because some of the goals of this season still could. I mean, obviously, the development of young players is still a huge part of it. You got a ton of young guys on defense that all the games they play are valuable. James Pierce has a sack in five straight games. That's really cool. Like, that's really cool to see that first round draft pick that you traded up to get kind of paying off and looking really good. Again, it's cold comfort given everything else that's gone on. The most frustrating thing is that the number one thing that needed to happen this year beyond winning and team success and getting to the playoffs is the development of the young quarterback.
Yep.
And that stunted a couple of weeks ago because he's off the field. Yeah. So, like, even in these games, like last year, the final three games, they were still playoff eligible in those games.
Right.
Had they been able to beat Washington, they would have, you know, they could have gone to the playoffs last year. But it was a frustrating finish to the year last year, but at least it was, all right, let's see Penix. Let's see what he can develop in these three games. You're getting a little bit of a head start going into next year. And now you don't have that either.
No.
And that's what feels so bleak. Many of the different parts of it that you could still sort of be excited about are also not.
Yeah,
there,
I mean, really and the thing with him is that he's going to spend his whole offseason rehabbing. He's going to, talking about Michael, he's going to spend his whole offseason rehabbing. You're going to bring a new regime in. He's not their guy. So how do they view him?
Exactly.
You know, and that's always a one of those factors is like, because he hasn't established himself as a quarterback and be like, come with this guy.
Right.
You know, I didn't draft him.
Right.
You know, and so
he's not their guy, and he has no track record.
Exactly, and so that's not a good thing if you're talking about going forward with whoever is going to be the quarterback, because somebody's got to play it.
Somebody's going to play quarterback.
Somebody's going to play quarterback for the Falcons in 2026. We don't know who it is, but I think that's going to be the ultimate thing is that he's going to be rehabbing. You're going to have a new coach. You're going to have a new GM, and you got to figure out, you know, how do you turn this thing around? You're not going to have your first round pick, and it looks like the way y'all keep playing is going to be a top 8-7 pick. For the damn Rams, who might win the damn Super Bowl, you know, and so, I mean, you got all these things going against you. So whoever is the guy they bring in here, who I don't have no thoughts on it or requests or anything like that, but whoever it is.
I do.
A good one.
A good one. Somebody who can win.
Yeah.
Somebody who can stop this.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize until Sunday when they lost and then everyone started tweeting about it, that this was now the longest, tied for the longest drought in franchise history.
Mm-hmm.
Bad franchise.
Yes. Yeah.
Historically bad at times.
Mm-hmm.
This ties the worst run.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yep.
I mean, I knew it was bad. We've been in it every single day.
Yep.
But I didn't realize that it was historically bad. I mean, they were really bad in the 80s.
Yes.
I thought, they're really bad now.
Yeah,
so, there you go.
Who was calling yesterday about them dollar tickets? Like, that's 80s was dollar tickets.
Yeah.
Where you get buy one, get one free. Or, like, I think you got, like, if you bought a Happy Meal or something, you got a Falcon ticket. That's how bad it used to be, man.
It is now.
Yeah, man. So.
Problem is they got PSLs, so we're not doing dollar nothing.
Yeah, man.
Dollar hot dogs.
Woo.
But we need those PSL payments. And also ticket prices are going to go up because they always do.
Which is amazing, isn't it?
You got a lot of nerve.
You got a lot of damn nerve.
Maybe it would be a good year to not do that. You know what I mean? Maybe just stall that for a minute. You know? We don't need to raise them next year.
Again, if you didn't hear my guy Mike Bell's rant, that's a PSL owner rant.
Yeah,
rant.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It was right a PSL there. Owner rant.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to have the radio on to hear Mike's rant.
Yeah, man.
You just could hear him.
Yeah.
I was listening to Christmas music,
yes.
And all of a sudden I was like, what's that? What's that loud scream coming from mid? Oh, that's Mike
that's
Bell.
Mike Bell.
He's furious.
He is very upset
that was,
right
that
now.
Was one of the all-time rants yesterday.
Yes. Yes, it was.
It was really good. All right. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll come back and tell you what's trending here on a Tuesday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.